It's not just time to get away. It's time to travel with Anita. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel with Anita, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel with Anita and Friends. Now, thanks for joining me today because I have a very, very interesting topic today. But, of course, all of the topics are always interesting. But today I have a topic that I know will whet your appetite because we're going to talk about cheese. Yes, you heard me right, because I know here in America we do love our cheese. We love lots of cheese. And there are regions around the U.S. where cheese is made, but today we're going to Switzerland to hear all about the most beloved cheese that we call Swiss cheese, the one with all the holes. We're going to talk about that cheese and how it has become so popular and what makes it so special. And we're also going to talk about the real name of that cheese, because if you didn't know, that cheese that we call Swiss cheese has a particular name, and it is Emmental, and that is our topic today. What we call Swiss cheese, with all of the holes, the images we see in so many places, that is the Emmental cheese. Now, if you are a Tom and Jerry fan, you like the cartoon Tom and Jerry, then you certainly have seen them play out their life in the holes of Swiss cheese. All their little antics and everything, that's that Swiss cheese. But not only with our cartoons and different images that we see of cheese, but also we personally like it as our choice for sandwiches, for fondue, for wine and cheese, maybe where we're doing something casual, just wine and cheese and a glass of wine there. It's perfect for our afternoon, or maybe a snack, or even special occasions. That cheese shows up many, many times at all of the occasions that make our life so special. So today we're going to talk about why this cheese is so special in the culinary world, because it is used in so many ways. Now, each year, around 17,000 tons of Emmental AOP is distributed in Switzerland and around the world. Now, Emmental is made from the best, freshest raw milk from around the region. The cheese is considered an original because it is still made in the traditional artisanal manner according to the original recipe. Now imagine that, going back hundreds of years, the same original recipe is still used today. And we know the Swiss for the quality of craftsmanship, so you know that would be guaranteed in the cheese that they make as well. Now I have some more great news before we jump into the show today that I wanted to share with you, and that is, of course, you probably figure one of my favorite cheeses is Emmental, our Swiss cheese. So I want to share some of that delicious cheese with you. So starting today, for 2 weeks, I will have a contest where two winners, two of you, will win cheese from Switzerland. Now, there will be more details as the show moves on, but here's a tip that I want to share with you. The contest will be based on your entering based on trivia questions and having the answers to those. So, some of those answers I will be sharing today, and Roland will be sharing today as well. So, listen very carefully throughout the show today. Listen very closely, lean in, so that you can hear some of those trivia tips that we will be sharing throughout the day, because it will come up over the next 2 weeks during the contest. Now, another little tip about the contest, it is only open to U.S. residents. That shipping is a little bit tricky trying to get it outside of the U.S. So it is only open to U.S. residents. Now, of course, I can't do all of the talking and sharing of cheese from Switzerland. So I do have my dear friend coming in to talk about the cheese for us. So today's interesting person from a fascinating destination will be Roland Solly. He's our expert today on Emmental cheese. Now, Roland is on the board of management with Germino Company, where they make several types of cheeses, with Emmental AOP, our cheese today, being one of the top ones that they make. Now, a little bit more about Roland. He describes himself as the Wikipedia of cheese because he grew up in a cheese dairy and has been involved in cheese making for many, many, many years. Now, Roland will share more about his family and the cheese industry and help us get started with the details of Emmenthal and our beloved Swiss cheese and how it has become so popular, not only here in the United States, but really all around the world. So let's get started with my conversation with Roland. So, Roland, thank you so much for joining me today. I had a great time with you about a week or so ago on a webinar, and I just had to have you back to ask more questions.
Thank you.
So I'd like to start off by asking you, becoming a specialist and an expert in a certain field must really start early in life. So when did you decide to become a cheese expert?
My parents were cheesemakers and ran a cheese dairy in the Emmental. We lived in a remote area far from a village. That's why my world as a child was consisted of farms and cheese and our cheese dairy. And so it was clear from an early age that I wanted to learn the handcraft as cheesemaker. But what a cheese affineur is, I didn't know at that time. It wasn't until late in life, after graduating the master cheesemaker and studying food engineering, as well as a few years of practice in the food industry, that the desire to ripen, experiment, and refine cheese myself arose. And now for more than 10 years, I'm now with Cormino and can select raw milk cheeses from village cheese dairies, which we then mature in our cellars between 5 and 36 months as affineur.
Well, it does sound like you got an early start. So you mentioned that your parents were cheesemakers, but were their parents? How many generations has your family been working in cheese?
My father grew up in a carpentry shop and wanted to learn to handcraft as cheesemakers. So we are only in the second generation now, and probably it will also stop at that sixth stage, because my kids, they will not learn to handcraft as cheesemaker. They learned other handcrafts, but there are artisans too. But perhaps in the early family history, already was a cheese maker on an alp somewhere in Switzerland, for sure.
So did your family have a farm where you had cows? Because I used to travel to Switzerland quite a bit. I was a flight attendant with Pan Am, and I was always coming to Switzerland, to Zurich mostly. And there were always cows. You know, that was one of the things we loved, seeing the cows on the mountainside. So did your family own cows?
Yeah, we have a lot of cows, but in our family, unfortunately not. My brother really wanted to become a farmer, and I also spent a lot of time in the neighbor's farm as a child. But without a farm in the family, we both learned the handcraft as cheesemaker.
Well, it sounds like each village kind of has its own cows and dairies. That was one of the things that I think I realized from the webinar, that the milk is locally purchased when you're making the cheese. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. Switzerland is known as hilly grassland in the foothills of the Alps. Topographically and in terms of climate, there are ideal conditions for farming and milk production. That's also why milk production in Switzerland is significantly higher than the consumption of dairy products and cheese. Around 25% of the cheese production is exported to the world. So 20 years ago, there were still 1,500 village dairies around the whole country. But today, there are just under 500 with a commercial production structure in villages.
You know, this really sounds fascinating, because it sounds like if cheese is really kind of based on the particular area, that makes it really special. So are there a lot of specialties in particular areas where a specific cheese is made?
The cows are daily on the pasture grassing fresh grass, and in winter they are fed mainly with hay, but they are also outside in the snow. So for cows, grassing in Switzerland must be similar to paradise. Then when cheese is made daily in the region from the milk of these happy cows, you can taste the different herbs of the different valleys. Thus each region has its influence on the taste, and ultimately shapes to the diversity of raw milk cheese in Switzerland.
We'll stop here, take a break, and when we come back, we'll finish my conversation with Roland here on Travel with Anita and Friends.